The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
Tony, you're having some difficulty with fear of speaking up in social situations?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, what's going on?
It seems like it's just situations where I'm asked to speak in front of groups or like a classroom where I have to state my name, information about myself, like my age and a little bit about myself, and I get real nervous and in those situations, and also like in group gatherings, like social gatherings, like if I'm going out with friends, a sense of anxiousness, some nervousness, to a point where I even have panic attacks. And it's gotten to a point where I've actually fainted, that it's gotten so bad.
Okay.
And it's real embarrassing, and I try to avoid situations like that.
Yeah.
And it's really affected my life, and I really, want to get a hold of it.
It's affected.
I just don't know how.
Yeah, it affects work?
Yes, that's another thing. I don't work there anymore, but where I used to work. Just knowing what to expect at work, and I would avoid or call in that day just to avoid those situations.
Yeah,
and it really has affected my work, and like I said, it's embarrassing to me.
Okay, and are you married?
Something. Yes, I am.
With kids?
I'm married. I'm sorry?
With kids?
Yes, I do have four kids.
And how does it affect that, your relationship with your wife and the kids?
Well, I think I pretty much kept it to myself.
Yeah.
For the most part, like they don't really know about it, and
that's pretty amazing.
And sometimes I feel like I don't want to tell them because I don't want them to worry.
Okay.
So I just pretty much keep it in.
Okay.
And I know I need to talk about it or talk to somebody about it, but for the most part, I don't want my kids to see it or my wife to see it. And I pretty much just hide it.
Okay. That is the most common strategy that's used when any of us fear public speaking. I know I've been mortified when a relative comes up, you're at a family event and they put a microphone in front of you and they say, okay, will you say a few words about your mother, your father, your sister or something? You're unprepared.
Yeah.
You feel like you'll make a fool of yourself, and you're annoyed that they're doing this to you, that they're putting you on the spot. Or if I'm sitting in a group and they say, okay, we're going to go around the room and everyone smile and just tell us your name and where you came from and a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, that's very, very frightening to me. And even you saying it right now,
yeah,
it kind of gets me a little, my heart starts racing.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah,
so,
I know. And that's so frustrating to me because I can't control it.
You don't know how to yet. If you can reframe that, reframing is a cognitive therapy skill. Think of it, which just basically means think of it differently, Tony. You reframe it to, I don't have the skills yet. That's what I'm calling about. That's what I'm asking about. And so the first thing I mentioned was the typical strategy that most of us have when we're afraid of something is to avoid it. Me avoiding dogs and cats when I was afraid of them. You avoiding public situations where you may have to speak out. So avoidance is not going to help you get any new information that dogs and cats can be friendly or that people can be friendly, right? So one of the skills, which is not the first one that you would necessarily use, but the skill is called...
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. I wish I knew more about what girls want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance, a serious romance guidebook. Download Chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. Huh. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
So one of the skills, which is not the first one that you would necessarily use, but the skill is called avoid avoidance, meaning avoid avoiding things. You want to get in situations. You don't want to give your fear any more fuel, any more oxygen to run on. So That is one skill, but I want to go a bit on a different tangent. What do you think is happening when you, for example, okay, Tony, we have you. Can you tell us your name, a little bit about yourself, and can you tell me what goes through your mind right now?
Okay, the first thing that happens is my heart starts racing.
Okay.
My heart starts racing. I feel like I'm getting a little cold.
Yeah.
And like real, real nervous. Like I don't even want to stand up and say words. And if I do say words, they come out in a very nervous speech.
Right.
So right now I'm recently going to school, and my first day of school was back a month ago, and I had to stand up and say my name. And it's like I have to fight it. And I've been able to fight it sometimes,
yeah.
But there's been some times where I can't fight it.
When you are able to do it well, capture those moments, because your subconscious, your mind needs to know that you can do this, that it's possible for you. So we want to get the times that are not so good. So the first thing I want to tell you is a teeny little bit about the nervous system. And because what is actually happening to you? Have you ever had someone come up to you and say "boo" like that?
Mm-hmm.
What happens to us? We get a little nervous. Our heart starts racing. Or if you're about to cross the street and a truck's coming and you didn't see it—a Big Mac truck—and we get what happens. The same thing happens. We're triggering a branch of our nervous system. Which is it's a branch of the autonomic nervous system. It's a sympathetic branch. You don't need to know that. But we're triggering that, and that is what's causing all your symptoms. All you're doing is not giving yourself, you're not seeing a Mack truck coming at you, but someplace in your mind, when you go to speak your name even, you're feeling a Mack truck thought, oh my God, what if they make fun of me? Oh my God, what if I don't say the right thing? Oh my God, what if? Oh my God, what if is typically what we say. Does that sound familiar? And so when we send ourselves those Mack truck thoughts, we release cortisol and adrenaline. And that gives us all of the symptoms. So here are some of the things you can do. When you get those, you can tell yourself that there's nothing weird with you. You're not going to, most people think that they're dying, they're going to lose control, they're going to embarrass themselves, or they're going to have a heart attack. And none of those are true. It's just that you release some extra adrenaline. Listen, I'm going to recommend a book, When Panic Attacks by Dr. David Burns. And if you can hold on, I'll talk with you during the break. But it's definitely, you want cognitive therapy, and I'll talk to you in a moment.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
If your partner just doesn't talk or want to listen, even after repeated attempts to communicate, it may be the manner and tone in which you ask or tell your partner something. You may have been too unassertive or hesitant in expressing yourself, so your partner doesn't think you mean what you say. Make sure to be clear and resolute in expressing yourself, especially about something important to you. Or you may have made your wants clear, but in such an obnoxious, insensitive manner that the content of what you say is overwhelmed by your overbearing style.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.